I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and I'm talking with David Lee, who is one of the 10 contestants who's qualified for the 2013 National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, which will take place at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in San Diego. It'll be Thursday morning from 9:30 to 11 Pacific Time. And David is a junior at Basha High School in Chandler, Arizona. And David, can you tell us what, if anything, you're looking forward to for the competition and the meeting?
I'm looking forward to the actual test because I enjoy the challenge of the competition.
So you like competing?
Yeah.
Yeah. What other competitions do you enter throughout the year or your career?
Well, the biggest one so far has been the AMI test, which I qualified for last year.
Is that part two of the AMC?
Yes, the one after the AMC 12.
Right. And so, and what does AIME stand for?
American Invitational Mathematics Exam, I believe.
Ah. And is that the one that always has nice integer answers?
Yes, up to three-digit integer answers.
And so to get to that stage is pretty good. After that, is there another level?
I believe at that point it's USAMO.
Uh-huh. Is that the people who get invited to that to the summer session?
Yes, I believe so.
And are you a member of Mu Alpha Theta? You went to the convention?
Yes, I went 2 years ago.
Where was that?
I was in Dallas that year.
Mm-hmm. And did you like that?
Yeah. It was the first time our school had ever gone to one of the conventions. It was a pretty good experience.
Now, one of the things you said that if you won the $5,000, which was first place, you'd like to use some of it for summer math camps.
Well, I applied for one last year, but it was just too expensive.
And so this would help defray the costs.
Yes.
On the information form, you said that your nicknames are Chuck and Lithium.
Yeah.
So you can tell us where Lithium comes from.
Yeah, it's from my last name, L-I, which is a chemical symbol for Lithium.
Mm-hmm.
For Chuck, one of the other Math Club members, Rachel Furphy, assigned me that name. I'm still not sure exactly why.
So David isn't the chemical symbol for Chuck, then?
Maybe.
You also like to do computer programming. Can you tell us about the Symbolic Mathematics Project?
So that's an open source project developed by a group of people from around the world, and I started contributing to the project as part of a program called Google Coding, and I've been working on their website for about a year now, actually.
So obviously that's something you like to do?
Yeah.
Do you contribute code so that things work more efficiently, or getting rid of bugs, or what do you do?
Well, first, maybe I should explain the project.
It's, sure.
It's a symbolic mathematics library. It's similar to Mathematica, basically, and I've been working on their website, which has functionality that lets you use the project online, so adding new features like mobile version of the website.
Uh-huh. So that would be convenient for people.
Yeah, to make it more convenient.
Mm-hmm. Is it also free?
Yes, it's completely free, and all the code is available online.
Mm-hmm. Are you working for free, too?
Yes. All the members are volunteers who work on it in their free time.
And so would you like to someday be a paid programmer?
Yeah. I want to major in computer science in college.
Yeah. And do you have any idea about a college at this point? I know you're only a junior.
I guess my dream college would be MIT. I think Carnegie Mellon's also a nice school, but we'll see.
Yeah, we've had contestants go to both of those places, and I think they're happy at both.
Yeah, they're both pretty good schools.
So, David, is there anything you'd like to add? Anything more you'd like to say?
I'm excited for a competition. Can't wait till January.
All right, and good luck in the competition, David. That's David Lee, who's a junior at Basha High School in Chandler, Arizona. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.